Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Got this feeling in my body. Come
on. The pot stops here! Okay, here's how we play. First, our two contestants, Tina from MoFallon. The girls are going to be playing for her. And Scott from Aviston. Stuck with the boys, sorry.
All right, Illinois in the house.
So Courtney and Kevin will be giving clues. Courtney will be giving clues to me. Kevin will be giving clues to Lance. Once you get the answer right, then it switches over to the other team. Whoever stuck giving a clue when the timer goes off, or I guess the buzzer for the end of the period. We have three possible periods. You lose. If you've already given a correct answer before the buzzer goes off, you win the point. And whoever has the best out of three wins the tickets for their contestant.
All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin will start the clock after I give the first clue.
All right.
What's the category?
Winter Olympic events.
Oh, no.
You're going to be fine. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, this is skating, but they don't do any lifts.
Speed skating?
No. It's
skating.
It's one of the categories in figure skating. I can say all that because it's not in the thing.
Okay.
Okay, they skate on what?
Ice.
And
ice dancing.
Yes.
Oh, nice. This is the one where you ski and then you shoot.
What is that called?
Let's see. If you have, it's not a it's not a tricycle. It's a
biathlon.
Yes.
All right. The Jamaican
bobsled.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Jen just kind of used this as one of the clues. You're not tall.
You're short.
Okay.
That was a quick round.
It was.
It's the mystery clock, Lance.
Yeah, I know. It got us.
Ouch. Short track speed skating.
Oh,
what?
Wow. We only had three more words to get.
That's all.
We got there.
Tina gets a point.
All right, Kevin, you start the next one.
All right. The next one, we're doing Oscar-winning actresses.
Okay.
You'll
start the clock after you give your first clue.
Yeah, whenever he does. Takes him a while.
Yeah, okay. This is an older actress. She starred in films like El Cid.
That's the best one you can come up with,
really?
El Cid?
I'm trying to think what else she was in. Meryl Streep was in a movie where she made a choice. It was called...
Sophie?
Yeah, that's the first name, but it's not... It's a variation of that.
Sophia Loren.
Yes!
She was recently in all the Ryan Murphy American Horror Story things.
Jessica Lange.
Yes.
She was in Smokey and the Bandit.
Field.
Yes!
She's married to Keith Urban.
Nicole Kidman.
Yes.
I know his name, Dr. Lecter. The actress is...
Jodie Foster.
No. Oh, you're right. It is. But it's the other one who sounds like that. She won for...
Holly Hunter.
Yes!
I think she was in Casablanca. I've never seen it. She wore pants a lot.
Lauren Bacall. Catherine Hepburn.
Yes.
She was not, but okay.
Okay.
I got the pants
line. She was married to David Justice. She starred in Catwoman.
Halle Berry.
Yes.
She's Warren Beatty's sister.
Oh, Annette Bening. Shirley MacLaine.
Yes.
She's going to be live at Caesars. It's the Dorothy Wizard of Oz's daughter.
Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
Three billboards outside Ebbing.
Oh, Frances McDormand.
She used to work with Sonny. Oh!
Yes! Yes!
Sorry, Scott.
Sorry, Scott. Got hung up on she was in El Cid.
What is
which
that?
She's a confusing.
Listen, she's a spicy Italian who looks dang good at like 80.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Sophia Loren.
But she wasn't El Cid.
The puck stops with Tina. She is going to an awesome, I would say, late morning game.
Yeah.
Blues Penguins. 11 a.m. start on Sunday. It's a nationally televised game. It's going to be a big one. People are very excited.
It's brunch hockey.
Yeah. Return of Ryan Reeves on Sunday.
Aww.
And
makes me so sad. Still.
You can please chant against Sidney Crosby because he is my hockey nemesis.
What?
All right. That's the puck stops here. We'll play again soon for Blues tickets on Y98.
I think I want to marry you. Is it the look in your eyes, or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you.
Bruno Mars with Marry You on Y98. I think he's the only artist on the planet not coming to St. Louis. He announced the final dates for his 24 Karat Magic.
No,
I know.
Return to Pops?
Mm-mm.
Oh, Lord. Oh.
No.
Man, that was... Can you imagine being at that show? And then, I mean, his career absolutely exploded like 2 weeks later at the Grammys.
It's
not sure. It might have been quicker than that.
It's similar to everybody saying they saw U2 at Mississippi Nights.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah,
not that
right.
many people that could have seen them.
Right, right. But we
Wash U, too. I think that was their first show.
We do have tickets to see Pink at Scottrade. That show is sold out. It's happening next month, a month from Valentine's Day, and we'll have those tickets for you in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right, I normally wouldn't do this, but since somebody on the show did partake in an office romance.
Oh, my gosh, who?
And ended up marrying their office romance.
They did?
Mm-hmm.
They have kids?
Yes, two. A little boy and a little girl.
Oh, yeah, I think they're cute.
They are very cute. So Jen met Ryan at a radio station in Des Moines.
Des Moines.
And fell in love. And then they both moved here to St. Louis, worked together again.
Yeah.
Taking up lots of jobs for people.
We didn't fall in love at first.
You were friends.
We were friends. We were both dating other people. We didn't cheat, by the way. We did not cheat on our
significant.
No. Those relationships were in the process of falling apart, and I was actually consoling him as a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of like, we were friends, and we hung out a lot, and we went to concerts together, and then it just kind of happened.
Well, there's a survey. They do it every year about office romances.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I think because of the climate, more people are afraid to admit to them.
Oh, I tell people it's a terrible idea. You shouldn't do it.
The people that admitted it this year, it's at a 10-year low.
Yeah, I bet.
Employees that have dated a coworker, only 36% say that they have. It was 41% last year.
Mm. We were so young. We were in our 20s, and everybody in our departments, like, there were so many young people, and we were the only relationship out of like half a dozen that worked, and some of them had disastrous results.
Yeah, because then you're stuck around them.
Oh, God, and then everybody takes sides, and it gets ugly.
22% of people say they've dated their immediate boss.
What?
Mm.
And that includes 27% of women and 16% of men.
Like more than one-fourth have dated their immediate boss?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
31% of people admit to dating someone at work and marrying them.
Okay, yeah.
That's you.
Guilty.
6% of people left the job because
it didn't
of
go
a
well.
Bad ending.
Oh, yeah.
9% of men, 3% of women. And then 24% of people who dated a coworker admit it was extramarital in nature.
Uh-oh.
24% of people who dated at work?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And now, the new office romance strategy.
Okay.
If you're planning, there's somebody you like at work.
Just don't. Is that it?
I like how you keep saying this, yet you're married to your office romance. It ended great for you.
I watched so many, like the majority ended poorly. So I would not recommend it.
Well, they say this is the new thing. If you ask them out once, you can never ask them out again.
True.
Or it's harassment.
Yeah.
And apparently Facebook and Google, that's their policy. And it doesn't even have to be no. It can be ambiguous. Like, I'm busy or I can't that night.
Yeah.
But once you do,
never again.
Because it would be.
Yeah, we hung out with friends. Ours wasn't, I don't think he did ask me out on a date, but I didn't realize it was a date.
Oh, you went to a concert.
Before that. We used to always hang out in a big group of friends.
Oh, you had a picnic in the park and you had no idea it was a date.
No. He asked me to a hockey game. But it was one of those roundabout, he's like, I just got tickets to this hockey game and I have an extra ticket if you want to go or something. He made it sound like it was not a big deal. And then I said, oh, yeah, I have this work thing, but I'll meet you after that. And then I showed up and I saw him on the steps, like, looking around for me. And I could just tell by his body language. I was like, oh, this is a date. This is totally a date.
Okay. So?
So it went really well.
I mean, did that make you excited when you finally had the realization?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was already sort of like some feeling, but I wasn't sure if he felt the same way. But then I could tell. It was the date.
So sweet. How many years ago was that?
That was long time. It's been like almost 20 years. God, when did I get old? I still feel like, I don't feel like I'm in my 20s anymore.
In the brain.
It doesn't feel like it's been that long.
I'm very immature still.
I think 10 years of that was lost to like being sleepy with children.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. I still feel like we had kids a day ago.
Lance, you ever date anybody at work?
I think way back in the 80s, there's like maybe a date, an occasional one date here and there, but maybe a couple times.
Kevin, anybody at Walden Books?
No, I never had the luxury.
What do you mean?
It never came up, you know. I just didn't do it.
What were other jobs you had?
Well, I used to buck bales with the boys.
Okay, never mind. I don't even know why I got into this. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
It went sideways quick, didn't it?
Buck bales. He tries to act all macho.
Traffic is sponsored by Dell.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company show with Jen, Kevin, Lance, and a special guest this morning. Afton, content digital manager. What is
digital
it?
Digital content manager.
Oh, I got it backwards. Mm-hmm. We're very specific on titles
around here.
Right, yes.
So this is about, the reason we brought Afton is because this is like, the fourth week we have played this Who Won the Show game.
Yes. And last week we decided, I don't know, we were all saying like, I guess I'll
take
nominate
that one.
Myself.
Right, yeah.
We're just too easy on each other.
And you guys know each other too well.
So we decided to make a list for Afton, take it around the office. We're not very popular here.
No, it's not that. You guys are just here so early.
It's better. We'll see more hurt feelings in this segment if people do it anonymously.
Yes.
It's anonymous.
So we want to, that's what we want out of this. Yeah. This whole segment was
hurt feelings.
Is so we could be upset. And it didn't work. So let's see if what Afton did yesterday is she surveyed our coworkers on who on the show.
Okay. Right.
Let's start it off.
Okay. Question one. Who on the show is most likely to have a stalker?
All right, and you pulled various people?
Yes, I pulled 100 people.
You're lying.
I'm just kidding. 10 people in the office.
Okay, and who?
From various departments, various backgrounds and genders.
All right, and what was the most popular vote?
Courtney.
Oh, really?
Yes, followed by Jen.
Yeah. I had a for real stalker. Everyone makes fun of me for my fake last name, my fake radio name. But it's because I had a weird stalker experience. The guy got up to the 13th floor. It was when I was working at night. He got past the security guard. He got through the unlocked door and he went up to our glass windows and door. Like, our whole entrance was glass. And someone else answered the door and told him that I wasn't there.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
All right.
I've never had stalkers of that caliber, but I've had a few.
Was that during your band days?
No. Then too, yeah. I mean, I'd say over the years, probably, if I think about it real hard, probably 6 or 7.
Stalkers. I've had a few.
What about you, Kevin?
Nope, sorry. But I welcome them.
And like your texts. Okay, next one.
The four of you are stranded on a desert island together. Who on the show is most likely to be the first person to eat someone else?
Oh yeah, we've asked
before, like, who is the first to get eaten?
Yeah. Right.
Right. Yeah, this is a different spin on that. Yeah. Who's going to eat first?
They're so hungry, they have to eat someone.
Okay. Oh, I know who my guess is, but what did people in the building say?
Survey says Kevin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Kevin agrees.
I was voted in high school most likely to survive an apocalypse because I would be the one who would eat people.
Was that one of the items, really?
Yes.
That was a high. That
right
was a year.
Right under class clown.
It was. Yearbook superlative? Most likely to survive an apocalypse. My low blood sugar's kicking in. I need to eat something.
All right, so Kevin, number one.
Okay, who on the show carries the most coupons?
Oh.
Gosh, I would think Jen.
I would say Jen, too.
I don't carry any coupons.
Overwhelmingly, Jen.
Really?
Because you're a mom.
I think it's a mom thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't mom stereotype
me. You get
mom
stereotyped.
I'm anti-coupon.
I have tons of coupons.
Then what about like a mom medicine kit?
Oh yeah, I have a first aid kit. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know what? Online, I do rock a coupon code.
Okay,
but I don't carry physical coupon.
Right. You're digital.
I'm all digital.
It's
coupons.
A mom thing. Okay, who on the show would not return their cart to the cart corral after grocery shopping?
Oh, well, we know it's not Kevin because he shops at Aldi.
Right.
Yeah, no quarter involved.
All right, so we surveyed 10 co-workers, and they said
Courtney.
That is so you don't know me.
That's harsh.
Wow.
You know, we said that's a mark of a horrible human being.
I know it is.
Not so returning your cart to the corral.
They think I'm lazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. I think they just think you're, you know, I heard a lot of Courtney's a troublemaker.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be giving stink eye around the building today.
Yeah. Alex Rich answered, didn't he?
No, I did not ask him.
Wow. But guess what? He's voting for you next time.
He was not included.
All right, next one.
Okay. Who on the show is most likely to linger in the passing lane while driving?
Yeah, that's an easy one to me. Well, no, it's actually...
Well, no, because Kevin's always slow in the slow lane.
Yeah, okay,
right.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Followed by Lance, which I thought, Lance?
No. Traffic.
Never. No. He would never.
No.
Them's fighting words right there,
that's
Lance.
Right. That's right. There's going to be a throwdown.
I'll tell you who answered after this. We'll talk about it.
Oh, really?
No, I don't remember.
The next segment, coworker payback.
All right, well, so we will come up with more questions, and we will have you back in again next week.
Sounds good. I'll be ready.
I think we all survived this, except I'm very ticked about that shark.
Don't let it get to you. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Go out of my way and
you
put
need
it
to
in the corral.
Set the record straight in the office.
She's going to be walking around asking people if she can return. Can I put your coffee cup in the washing machine?
Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
It's sponsored by Go-Go Squeeze.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Oh, and it's a full circle moment with the Olympics kicking off and an announcement of a band that last performed together at the 2012 Summer Olympics closing ceremony in London.
Oh, yeah.
The Spice Girls reuniting for a world tour. If you want to go see them, it's in the late summer. No, this is crazy because there were talks about a Spice Girls reunion. And Victoria Beckham wanted nothing to do with it. Now she does. All five are on board. And there are conflicting reports. Some say that they'll each make about $10 million for this reunion tour, which is about $18 million in British pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they can sell reunion tour merchandise through 2023. This trademark that they just applied for goes through 2023. But yeah, another report says that they all negotiated separate deals. So they have a feeling Victoria Beckham's making way more money because she was the holdout. She wants to step out of David Beckham's shadow.
It's funny to me, though, because if you were to look back on the Spice Girls, she was definitely not the most popular.
Right.
She was not the most talented either.
Right. The most
popular.
She
just kind of had RBF. You know, she stood around and...
Yeah. But like the, you know, Mel B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
I think they took a big hit when Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice, left. Baby Spice, Sporty Spice, Posh Spice. She's been the most successful since leaving and has her own, you know,
she does
fashion line. Yeah. And I think she felt like she was above a Spice Girls reunion. You know, it would like tamper with her brand. 10 million though. She's all for it. He's not part of the Mucinex brand anymore after being accused of sexual assault. TJ Miller isn't even fit to play Mucus.
Oh, no.
Wow, what's left?
He did a ton last year. Yeah. He was in a million things.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, Mucinex.
Oh, yeah. You kind of have
mucusy voice, yeah. Were you going to say?
No, maybe.
Maybe. No, I do. I like going into that New York. Hey, no, I'm in your lungs.
He's not New York at all. He's just himself.
Yeah.
Then they bring it back. Hey, I'm in your lungs.
keep working on that.
That's your tryout.
Drake doing good. Apparently, you know, he feels like not to be outdone by Chance the Rapper, who maybe is like the most charitable singer, rapper right now. Drake walked into a supermarket in Miami Beach on Tuesday afternoon and with a megaphone announced he was paying for everybody's groceries. Total, about 50 grand.
And where?
Miami Beach.
Why don't you pick a poorer area? Well, if you're going to do that, you know what I mean?
He also donated $50,000 to a woman's shelter.
Okay, all right.
On Monday, he donated uniforms and $25,000 to Miami Senior High School. And then he gave a University of Miami student $50,000 for her tuition. There's a rumor going around that it has to do with his upcoming video for God's Plan.
Oh, well, that's very cool of him. I don't mean to diss his Miami Beach grocery.
No, but now that I tell you the video, it's like he wanted to shoot this video somewhere where it was warm. So Miami Beach sounded like a great idea.
Hello.
Carrie Underwood and Mike Fisher are trying for another baby, according to Us Weekly. Listen, stay out of their bedroom.
Not only that, but let's not put a lot of pressure on that guy. Come out of retirement and let's have another baby.
Yeah, right.
Like, can we kind of space this out maybe a little bit?
David Letterman's next episode of My Next Guest Needs No Introduction drops tomorrow. George Clooney is his guest, and apparently they make a stop at In-N-Out Burger. Hopefully Dave's more dressed up for that than he was when I watched the Barack Obama episode, and he goes... He walks across the bridge in Selma, and he looks like a homeless man, David Letterman. Mm. Like, yeah, you couldn't dress up for this? I know he was wearing, like...
Sweats?
I mean, close. He just looked... I think it's the beard, really, that puts the homeless look over the top. He looked very... I was expecting someone to hand him money at any minute.
We're so intrigued by celebrities going to places we go.
Yeah.
They go to In-N-Out Burger.
I know. Yeah, they have to eat.
Right.
Speaking of hair, President Trump has even less hair than you thought. Kevin put this video online at Y98.com.
Yeah, it's...
I saw people like, this is fake. This has been tampered
with. But it's the backside of his head, and it's like, it almost looks like it all blows off. Now, I don't know if it's just the way, you know, he is getting an Air Force One in the wind and all that stuff, but...
Well, if that Fire and Fury book is to be believed, he had scalp reduction surgery, where they, like, took it and... I don't really know.
I don't know how it works
But they
either.
Said that's why his hair...
Swirls.
And doesn't really have a part.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I don't understand. Olympics start tonight, even though the opening ceremonies, you'll be able to view those in primetime tomorrow night on NBC. Online, we also have the movie that takes place in every state.
Yes.
And this crazy Quincy Jones interview. Listen, he talks about U2 and how whenever he goes to Ireland, Bono lets him stay in his castle because... He talked maybe about how it wasn't safe for him to go to Ireland. I don't really understand.
Why?
But then he asked about U2. They said, U2, are they making good music anymore?
Uh-oh.
What do you
say?
No. Shook his head no.
Wow.
But you're not going to get also a castle same, invite again.
Yeah, this is also the interview where he said the Beatles were terrible musicians and Michael Jackson stole a lot of songs.
Did they ask him who he likes right now? Because he has a long list of people he doesn't particularly...
Yeah, he doesn't like T-Pain either. He singled him out for a lackluster performance on the Quincy Jones tribute album in 2010. And T-Pain said, it seems like Quincy Jones is just ticked off at the whole world.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Summation, yeah.
He, like I said, has zero cares left to give. That's Entertainment Schmig, and it's time for celebrity birthdays. How about Cecily Strong from SNL?
I got a number.
Go ahead.
33.
I'm going to say 36.
I think younger. 29.
34. Lance was closest. Ah. How about Ted Danson's wife, Mary Steenburgen? Oh, I shouldn't say Ted Danson's wife, but I mean, it's like they're one of the miracle couples in Hollywood that they're still together.
What's that movie I love with her? Dead of Winter, or it's a creepy movie with Roddy McDowell. If you can find out the name, watch it. I'm going to say Mary Steenburgen is 65.
68?
Nah, 67 was the number in my head.
65. Courtney was
right. Oh, wow.
And I was going to say Nick Nolte. He's 77, but this really is for Kevin. Composer John Williams.
Oh,
John. Nominated for 51 Academy Awards, the most nominations for a living person.
Oh, you know what?
I think he played the Olympics theme.
Oh, he does that too. You're right. He does so many of these.
How old is he though, Kevin?
84.
82.
He's quite that old. 81.
86. Kevin was closest. That's the Schmig. More online at Y98.com. Right now, though, do you want to introduce Lance, Kevin?
Here's Lance.
Oh. Wow. You have that great Superman music.
So dramatic, Kev.
Lance with traffic.
I love all the spared fanfare there. Thank you, Kevin. Traffic is sponsored by Dell. Let's start with the new. Just got word.
Imagine Dragons on Y98, Courtney and Company show. Tomorrow is a very special day. It's a very special day for me. I don't know about, and I think it's special for Jen. Kevin, I don't know. Lance, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's National Pizza Day.
Ooh. Ooh. You know what sounds good? It's a Friday, right? Mm-hmm. It's been a long week. I have to think about what day it is. Blackthorn Pizza on Friday night, National Pizza Day.
Yeah, deep dish is good.
I'm telling you, now that we got a Dewey's by us.
Dewey's is great.
I'm all in on the Dewey's.
Hades is good, too, if I want a pizza and somebody else wants pasta.
And Sbarro.
Hey, you know what?
Hey, don't knock it.
I like a piece of Sbarro pizza, but Racanelli's is really one of my all-time favorites. I don't get it a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's not close to me.
I like a thin slice that I can fold in half.
Oh.
And eat like a pizza sandwich.
So the reason I bring pizza up is because they just did a Google search, and they studied the kinds of foods that people are eating in every city. They have picked the capitals of each food.
Oh, yeah.
What city?
There are so many different ways.
The pizza capital. What do you think that is? I would think immediately
New York. Yeah, or Chicago.
No.
Where?
Boston.
No. Detroit.
Not true.
Hmm. Yeah, I have heard. Now, Detroit, I think, is the home of the square pizza with the crispy corners. I think that's the big Detroit claim to fame.
They have a different type, and Buffalo has the same thing where, because of the water, the dough rises in a different way, so it's thicker. It's like a thick, bubbly crust.
Oh, I do like a bubble.
Not just the crust, but like the whole pizza is almost like a bread pizza.
I don't like it too thick. All right, Chinese capital.
San Francisco?
Nope.
Mm. New York.
That's the only food capital for New York. They're the only food that they own, so... the barbecue capital. Hey, you got a lot of them in there.
Gosh.
I don't know that it's right, but I'm going to say St. Louis just because.
Yeah, it's not.
Be a homer.
I think people are probably going to say Memphis, right?
Memphis.
Nice.
The burger capital is D.C. I mean, how are you going to guess that one?
I think they're polling people and they really just have no clue. It's like, I've heard of Memphis barbecue.
Yeah, right.
Right.
The steakhouse capital.
Texas somewhere.
No, it's interesting. It's very similar to St. Louis. It's a city similar to St. Louis.
Tulsa?
Mm-mm.
Nashville?
Mm-mm. Kansas City.
Indianapolis.
Indy.
Oh.
Huh.
Hmm. What's that place? Is it Elmo's? What's the place? They have a sauce. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
In Indy?
Yeah.
No?
I'm making stuff up. Seafood capital.
Miami?
San Francisco.
Mm-mm. Neither of
those.
Seattle.
Huh?
It's one of... Lance's favorite places to visit. And you do
New Orleans. Yes.
That makes sense.
Crawfish?
New Orleans. Uh-huh. Oh man. People in New Orleans just flat out know how to cook no matter what it is.
Yeah. Rich food.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coffee to capital. Duh.
Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh, and, it took me a minute.
You were Columbia. What state is "duh" in?
And the Mexican capital.
Austin.
Somewhere in Texas?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I say Austin.
Dallas.
Houston.
San Antonio.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's my second favorite behind pizza. Pizza. Mexican. I just flipped you off.
Yeah, you did.
Done intentional.
Wow, day two.
My son just asked me the other day if you had to pick which, like, one food to eat for the rest of your life, what would it be? And my husband said tacos, and I said pizza. I was like, oh, tacos are a close second, but I think pizza.
You can make both of them you can make in various ways that are different.
But I love bread.
I love it so much. And we're very... That's why we love Oprah so much, because she loves bread as well.
Oh, that's good. Lance Hildebrand now with traffic.
Oh, traffic's not. Kind of a rough end to the rush hour. Traffic sponsored by Walgreens.
Technology is going to be the death of us. No, not really. It's Y98, by the way. But there's a new list of things that have been replaced by technology that we miss.
Oh, holding pictures.
Yes.
I was just going through a bunch of pictures in my office. I was trying to find my ice skating picture on the podium. I do have one of those. there's nothing better than going through pictures, not on a phone, but holding them.
Having printed photos around the house and the excitement of seeing how a roll of film turned out. But with that also comes the sorrow when you realize that your eyes are closed in half the photos.
But that's the
fun.
The agony and defeat of pictures.
Right. Oh my gosh, when you got a great picture of yourself, it was like,
right?
You didn't get 1,000 takes where you could look at the screen and say, do it again.
What's the angle I used? I need to remember that.
What else do you think is on the list?
I would say VCRs. VCR and VCR tapes. I remember taping stuff. It was easy to do.
Recording TV shows on your VCR is number 3 on
but
the
why?
List.
But why? You have DVR
something
now.
Something about having it there and tangible. I don't know, but holding it.
I don't miss that.
I remember having a bunch of shows taped on one VCR tape.
Okay. What about, I'm trying to think, give me a clue of like, the jam box, your music, and you would make for vacations, you would make a tape and you knew every song in the order that they were on that tape.
Music is actually on twice in the top 10. Buying CDs and having a CD collection.
Yeah.
And making mixtapes is number 1. I bought these mixtapes that are actually flash drives that you put into your computer and put a bunch of songs on them and give them to people so it looks like a mixtape, but then you just, stick it into the...
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
The thing. Stick the flash drive into your computer or into your car or wherever you can put the technology. And it didn't work as well as I thought it would. No, I was really bummed about it because I thought it was so cute. I used to love making mixtapes.
Well, let's be honest, though. Back in the day when you'd buy a CD, there's something about the story that they were telling with the first song to the last song. Like, I can still sing every They Might Be Giant song in the order. Like, I can end the one song and know what's coming next.
Even though you could skip ahead... We still, I think, were programmed mentally with having cassettes to listen to an album from start to finish.
Yes.
But then when you had your favorite song, you'd just hit back and listen to it again and again. You'd still listen to everything.
Yeah.
When it comes to the way we correspond.
Oh, writing a letter.
Handwritten letters, sending love letters, sending postcards, having a pen pal.
Did you ever have a pen pal?
Yeah, in school.
I
had one from Japan. Yeah. She sent me... Japanese magazines.
Really? It sounds like
no,
it's dirty.
Not that kind. Nope. It was like Japanese 17.
Did she send you any Hello Kitty merchandise?
She didn't.
Oh.
I was a little too old for that, I think.
I think at one point I had a pen pal, but then I lost interest.
We did it as kids. I remember you did it like, it was like first grade with a fifth grader or something like that. That was your pen pal for the year.
Exciting.
Yeah.
You had a pen pal all the way in Hannibal.
Right. Yeah.
And then, so that's the top 10, but then ones that just missed, phone books. Really, who misses the phone?
Nobody misses the phone book.
The Rolodex.
Playing board games, newsflash, you can still do that.
Most people still play board games.
Disposable cameras, which have made a comeback. I see people using them now, and people, like, younger kids wanting Polaroids.
Yeah.
They have Polaroid-type cameras where the photo comes right out. And this is a good one, remembering phone numbers by heart.
Oh yeah.
There are phone numbers I still remember because, like, the people who haven't gotten rid of their, usually my parents, my friends' parents, who haven't gotten rid of their landlines. Those are the only ones I can remember still.
I know Nick's, and I know my sister's.
Yeah.
And guys. I don't know. It's very similar to mine. That's why I remember it.
Yeah.
But if you had to, like, get a hold of an emergency and you lost your phone, like an emergency contact.
Right.
You need to at least remember one. Do your kids know your numbers?
Yes. They know mine. I don't know that they remember Ryan's.
See, if I would have been a parent, I would have forgot to teach that to my children to memorize a phone number.
You know I did.
I know. Now's your chance to work out and try
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.